B105, Northland's number one for new country. It's Ken and Lauren, and we've got the B105 Buzz brought to you by East Central Energy. Member-owned, homegrown, community-focused since 1936.
Would you like me to start?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, so we obviously had some severe storms across the whole entire state, including here in the Northland last week, and the Pine County Sheriff's Office, which Pine County is like a little over an hour from Duluth. Mm-hmm. They say that they got so many reports of scammers going to people whose homes looked like they got really damaged and saying, I'm here to help. I'm coming to you because I heard that this area got hit bad and let me help you. And yeah, you can just pay a down payment right now.
And then they run away with it.
Yep, and then they run away.
That's terrible.
Also, they say that like they're using really pushy sales techniques and everything like that as well. And they're also calling numbers from like what seems like a real company.
Right.
Using spoofing technology and
doesn't take that much to, scamming's getting easier and easier, especially with the help of AI.
But to have somebody come to your house and say,
and prey on people that are already in tough shape.
Yeah, like let me help you. I mean, that would be like, oh, you answered our prayers. You're here. It saves us a trip.
I had a door to door guy come by, and I was like, well, I do need to talk to somebody, and then it turned into this huge, big sales push, and I was like, that's not what I want right now. Don't make me. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
Be careful out there. I'll mention this real quick. David wrote about this. This is kind of, you're my sunscreen over here. You know, your sunblock.
I absolutely ambassador. Am. I could be better, though.
Yeah. But anyway, there's been a product recall for sunscreen because there's mold in it.
Oh.
And it can cause an allergic skin reaction or even fungal skin infection.
Ugh. Gross.
Suntegrity Skincare has a bunch of their impeccable skin sunscreen foundation. That's what you got to look for. All the information at B105country.com. I mean, I don't really think I'd use that kind of fancy sunscreen, but, you know.
Any sunscreen is better than no sunscreen. You know, I have my Real Talk podcast where I talk to doctors, and I had an episode that will be coming out on Thursday, and it's all about skincare. And I ate it up because I love that. And we talked about sunscreen on there.
I was on a boat the other day, and I forgot to put it on, but I didn't get burnt or anything. And it wasn't even that sunny, so I'm okay, right?
Well, you can still get skin cancer, and you can get wrinkles, so.
Well, wrinkles are already happening. I kind of can't turn back the clock on that.
You have no wrinkles.
Yeah, I do right here.
And you have a thick head of hair. It doesn't make any sense.
What do you mean it doesn't make any sense?
I mean, it's like I have wrinkles, and I wear sunscreen.
Yeah. It's because I'm so pickled. That's probably what it is. There you go.
No.
That's your B105 bus. Jordan Davis with My World Spins Around on B105, Northland's number one for new country. It's a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. And another week of Kenny Chesney codes a couple hours from now. Mm-hmm. Be listening. We'll have the next code for you. Well, Lauren will have the next code.
Yes. Yes, I will.
I don't have it pulled up, but I will by that point.
It's on the show sheet.
I know, I'm having a problem. I forgot my password because I had to change it on Friday.
Yesterday. Your Breakfast Club confession should have been your phone incident.
Which phone incident?
Where you forgot your phone and then you couldn't log into any of your stuff.
Oh, I forgot about that one too. And then I almost forgot it at work. I got into the parking ramp and then I was like, oh, I forgot my phone again. What's going on with me?
Oh my gosh.
My also Breakfast Club confession is apparently the other night my wife told me a bunch of stuff and I don't remember any of it because I keep bringing it. She goes, I already told you about this. I'm like, got to write it down. I wasn't recording at the moment. Okay.
Right.
I wasn't yet to make sure. You got to make sure I'm reading. Gary Underwood, two black Cadillacs on B105, Northland's number one for new country. So our first B105 pontoon party, I think it was a pretty good success last...
Great job holding down the fort. I was supposed to do it with you, but then I got caught up in something.
That's okay. You can help me next week if you want.
Mm-hmm.
We got a bunch of people sending messages in the app, so you can do that and make requests. And, you know, you want to make them this week and for ahead of time, you know, that'd be even better. I'll make sure I get it on for you.
Well, that's what I was going to say is, you know, if you're just pulling a cannon fishing on a Thursday afternoon... Send us a message.
Yeah, we caught a lot of fish on Thursday.
Tell us what, like, you're out there catching, too, because I don't
walleyes.
Know. Walleyes. Yeah, those taste good.
My buddy caught a 29 3/4-inch walleye. That's the biggest walleye I've ever seen
that's
in person.
Huge.
I mean, it was a hog.
Is that the...
The one I sent a video of.
Okay, yeah.
And then he was going to do the glory photo of it, you know, hold it up.
You have to.
But it jumped out of the boat after we measured it on the thing, and it just it went up in the air, jumped out, and went in. I was like, oh, but we got video of it at least.
Well,
I caught a 22-inch one. That's a pretty good size one,
You've
too.
Been killing it at fishing.
Kind of have
compared to last summer.
And then every other summer before that, so I don't know what's going on. But anyway, well, that's fun. We've got Jason Aldean up next and more Lauren's Country Lowdown in just a few minutes. Mm-hmm. B105, Northland's number one for new country, Lauren's Country Lowdown.
Did you hear the sigh I just let out? I didn't mean to.
Oh.
I was just letting out a sigh. Not because of this, though. I'm very excited about this. Sometimes you catch me yawning or doing something.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Post Malone is releasing another new song with Blake Shelton this Friday.
Okay, what's this one called?
So it's called Pour Me a Drink. We already knew they were doing this drinking song because they performed it at CMA Fest a few times and at Blake's Bar, and they've been teasing it. I love Post Malone in country music so far. Like, I think he's killing it, so...
Yeah.
I'm excited about this.
Well, that's going to be great. I mean, I can't imagine it'll be bad.
No.
I like both Blake and Post, so.
And he's been covering a lot of, like, classic, you know, country songs and everything like that. So, yeah, I'm excited to hear this song coming out again this Friday. Pour Me a Drink. You can read about it, see them performing it, all that. B105country.com.
Okay.
So, Kelsey Ballerini, can you point her out of a lineup now?
Yes, I know.
Okay.
Kelsey Ballerini.
Good.
Is.
Well, there was a period where it was like, her and Lauren Elena, you know,
if they change their hairstyle, I get confused, but yeah.
So she's dating Chase Stokes. They've been dating for
a long time.
Yeah, a year and a half now. And this is like the first big relationship she's been in since her divorce and everything. Well, she just did an interview with Evan Paul of Taste of Country Nights, which will be coming up very soon. But he asked her, who was the first person that said, I love you? And she's like, well, I'm not going to put everything out there because we are trying to be more private and everything. But then she did blurt out that he said, I love you first. And then Evan Paul said, well, where were you? And she said, we were in an Uber.
Oh, wow.
In Charleston. So romantic.
I said, I love you in an Uber. That's going to be a Kelsey Ballerini song someday.
She also just shared that she is completely done with her album. She's finished it up. And so we can expect... hopefully a new song here soon.
Okay, good for her.
So you can listen to more of that conversation, B105country.com. And then, like we just mentioned a few minutes ago, your first Kenny Chesney code at 820.
Got it. Thank you, Lauren. Lauren's Country Lowdown. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. Okay, we have the 710 laugh off.
We sure do. So I won Friday, so I want you to go first.
Yeah, I got a bunch of jokes here. Lauren. Albert Einstein was a genius. Brother Frank was a monster. Frank Einstein?
Yeah, no, I get it. I like that. That's kind of like a Halloween joke.
Yeah.
Right. Ken, what is a calendar's very favorite food?
Dates.
You can at least pretend that you don't know the punchline.
I don't know. I've never heard that one before.
Okay, well, if you think you know the answer, just nod and smile. Don't say it.
This is a lot here, but Lauren, I got a bunch of Star Wars jokes in.
Great.
Lauren, how do Ewoks contact each other when they're apart? Ewoki-talkies.
Do you think that I'm your target audience for these jokes?
Well, but I just have a lot of them, so what am I supposed to do?
Ken, how do you know when a bike is thinking?
Those are turning.
You need to stop. You need to pretend you're ruining the laugh off.
Well, I mean, these are so easy jokes.
You need to pretend you're ruining the laugh off.
Okay. Lauren, what's Jabba the Hutt's middle name? The. Jabba the.
No, I get it. I think Jabba the Hutt is cute.
I know. That's why I thought you might get that one.
No, I got it. Well, I'm like scared to do another joke because you're just going to say the punchline.
I won't this time, I promise.
I mean, there's only so many jokes out there. And yeah, I did get these from like a first grade joke book. So okay. I guess it makes sense. Okay. Now I'm nervous. Now I'm second guessing.
Just do it.
Okay. I'm second guessing everything.
Wow.
Ken, where do ghosts love to go on vacation? Lake Erie.
Okay. I thought you were like Malibu.
I was going to go with that one.
So, but I didn't guess.
I think maybe we just call it a draw, too. Okay. That wasn't good. That was not our best.
I don't know. I thought there were decent jokes. Whatever. I won't guess tomorrow, okay?
Well, okay. I guess I'll try to leave. I don't know.
That's 710 laugh off here at B105. We got your brain teaser question. We'll see if we can get that answer coming up next here on B105. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. Good morning. It's 7:20, and we got your brain teaser question. Start off your week. We got some Papa Murphy's for you.
Yep, and we're going to do like Grandma's Marathon themed questions this week. Of course, that's coming up this weekend. So we're going to talk about the all-you-can-eat spaghetti dinner. There's a giant sign outside of the station, and that was my motivation. Yeah, I was like, what should I do for brain teaser? Oh, spaghetti dinner. So about 5,000 pounds of this is devoured at the all-you-can-eat spaghetti dinner. What is it? It's a main part of the meal, but it's not the noodles.
Okay. About about 5,000 pounds of this is devoured at Grandma's all-you-can-eat spaghetti dinner. Mm-hmm. Well, you want some Papa Murphy's for that. 727-B105. Call now. Good luck, and you can be our winner here this morning. Mm-hmm. 5,000 pounds of this is devoured at Grandma's all-you-can-eat spaghetti dinner. 727-B105. B105 Breakfast Club. Ken and Lauren, here we go. Your brain teaser question today.
About 5,000 pounds of this is devoured at Grandma's all-you-can-eat spaghetti dinner. What is it?
Okay. You said it's not the noodles, so.
Not the noodles.
What could it be? Let's go to the phone. Hi, B105, what do you think?
Is it marinara?
Yeah, spaghetti sauce. Marinara, whatever. However, what do you want to call it? Is there a difference between spaghetti sauce and marinara?
I don't think so. Spaghetti
sauce
is like all of it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, because, like, I see it in the store. I see spaghetti sauce. I see marinara. What's the difference? I don't know. Well, whatever. We'll figure that out.
We'll look into it after the show.
Who's this?
This is Jamie.
Hey, congratulations. We got some Papa Murphy's for you, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, well, there you go. I just looked at it. Okay, what did you find?
So I found that they're essentially the same. So marinara sauce is just a simple tomato sauce. But if you have spaghetti sauce, that implies that you put something else in it, like meat or vegetables or something.
Huh.
What about you?
That's about what I found.
Is it the same as... No, it's not the same as pizza sauce. But I know sometimes people use marinara sauce as pizza
there's
sauce.
There's another thing to go down.
I don't know. I don't know. But anyways, I thought they were different.
Well, either way.
Sounds good.
Lena's all-you-can-eat spaghetti dinner coming up this Friday. What is it from? 11 a.m. to...
We're going to have Zach here in a little bit.
11 a.m. to 9 p.m. I'm reading the banner right outside the window.
I know.
Yeah, we'll talk to Zach about what's going on Grandma's Marathon. It's crunch time here. We're down to it. Mm-hmm. So there you go. 726, B105 coming up. We'll look at your weather forecast. Kind of a gloomy day. Guess what? More rain's coming our way. Well, details next. Lawrence Country Lowdown on B105. What's going on today?
Well, happy belated Father's Day.
Oh, well, thank you.
I was going to text you that yesterday, but then I'm like, you're probably celebrating.
My daughter made me and my son made me tie-dye t-shirts for, you know, at the cabin.
So funny.
So I wore one today, and then immediately Tony walks in and goes, wow, congratulations on the most tie-dyed shirt ever.
The reason that he did that is because... So on Friday, this is a side tangent, one of our coworkers went up to Tony and said, congratulations on finding the longest shirt ever. Or like the biggest shirt ever or something. So I saw him and I said that, and then he said something similar to me, and then he said something to you. So it wasn't a diss.
It was a nice way to start the morning.
Yeah. No, I know. It's kind of savage around here. Anyways, so we have a Father's Day edition of The Lowdown. Kane Brown just shared a snippet of a new song, and he shared it on Father's Day, and it's about... his two daughters, Kingsley and Cody, who look exactly like him. They're like mini-me's. It's so cute. And so he shared a song along with a clip of them. It's called Backseat Driver. And he says, anybody with daughters or just kids in general, this song will hit hard for you. Volume up. And it's all about, like, you know, your kids are growing up. They're in the backseat. You're looking at them in the rear view. And then one day they're grown up. They're driving themselves and off they go.
And so, it does happen fast.
Yeah, and his wife, Caitlin, popped in. She's pregnant with their third child and said, I've cried so many times listening to this. I can hear their voices asking all those questions. Most beautiful, real song.
Right. So, well, that's cute.
Yeah, so we all know Luke Combs also released a brand new album Friday called Fathers and Sons, and it's all songs that he's written about his two sons, Tex and Bo. And he shared a really long note on Friday, and he said, basically, I've been putting out music for a decade now. He says, I feel like I know what the fans want to hear. And he says, it was really scary to change that and all of a sudden have an album full of songs about my kids. And he said, but I've always grown up alongside you guys. My life right now is my two kids. They are my number one. And he said, selfishly, I wanted to put songs on here like Beer Never Broke My Heart or When It Rains, It Pours, because he says, I know that'll be successful. But he said, this is what just was in my heart, what I wanted to do. And he said, my boys are the main thing on my mind lately. This was supposed to be a side project, but I'm really proud of it. And he says, it's not a side project. It's my next album. So okay. I thought that was very sweet because, I mean, I can't relate to the album and it is so different, but it's still so sweet. You know, I think Luke Combs fans will still appreciate it.
I think so.
It was emotional. I can't even relate. And I was like, I can't listen to this whole song. This is like so emotional. But last but not least, Gwen Stefani, she paid tribute to her husband Blake yesterday on Father's Day with a really cute collage of photos. Happy Anywhere was in the background. And it was cute to see Blake being a stepdad, because he said before he feels like he thought he was never going to have a chance to be a dad. And now he gets to be a stepdad.
Jordan Davis, next thing you know, on B105, it is a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. And we got Zach from Grandma's Marathon here, and it's crunch time. How you doing?
Good morning. It's race week.
How are you feeling?
Good. Best week of the year.
It is. It is one of my favorite weeks of the year, because the energy when people start, you know, coming into town is so fun. So
yeah, you and I were just talking that, you know, typically, you know, for you getting up on a Monday today, it's tough, especially with, you know, some clouds and some rain coming this week. But for me, this is one of those weeks where you pop out of bed at 4:30, ready to go, just because you've been working all year for it. So
yeah,
it hits a little bit different, and we're excited for Saturday.
So there's obviously so much going on this week. Let's start by reminding everybody the times of the expo, so you know you can pick up your packet. And even if you're not, you know, running, you should still stop by the expo, because there's something for everybody there.
Yeah, for sure. You can walk around. We've got, I think, over 80 vendors this year from around the region, a lot of them local that have a lot of cool stuff to see. But you can pick up your packet 4 to 8 on Thursday, and then 10 to 8 is the expo hours on Friday. The packet pickup goes until 11. So if you're not arriving to town until a little bit later, but the expo hours are 10 to 8.
Okay, perfect. And then the all-you-can-eat spaghetti dinner. Tell us about that.
I'm looking at the banner over here.
And yeah,
like,
I know.
Yeah, you guys got a front row seat to it. Makes you hungry every morning.
Yeah, right.
It's 11 to 9 on Friday. It's one of those great traditions that's been with us since the very first race of 1977. We used to do it kind of under the tent when it first started, and it's grown and grown. And now we serve close to 8,000 plates of spaghetti.
Wow.
On that Friday. And it's just such a fun way to come together and see new friends, old friends, meet new people, just get ready for the race. It's one of those things that is unique to Grandma's Marathon. Not a lot of other races have a big pre-race meal where everybody can kind of come together the day before the race. So it's fun.
Yeah, carb load. I probably should carb load too. I'll be here running things.
You can emotionally support me by carb loading with me. And you know, you got to. So what else is going on this week that maybe we haven't touched on or that you just want to remind everybody about?
Yeah, on Friday afternoon, the Whippersnapper races are always kind of a family favorite. The kids can come and run around. We've got things for them to do, bounce houses, climbing walls from 11 to 3 on Friday afternoon at Bayfront. And then the races themselves are at 2. They get their own finisher medal. We want to make them feel like a big deal, because it's fun for the kids. And so that's a popular event on Friday afternoon. And then, of course, we got the entertainment starting Friday night at Bayfront and then continuing all day Saturday. So, literally something for everybody. Hopefully the weather cooperates a little bit more than the forecast looks like right now. But one of the things that we always say when we get close to events like this is that sometimes bad weather brings the community together almost more than good weather.
Sure.
We've had really good weather the last 3 years for Marathon Weekend, and obviously we would switch and take that in a heartbeat. But if this forecast holds and it is a little bit rainy on Friday and Saturday this weekend, it feels like people want to say they were part of it, and they live through it. And so that almost makes it more fun, where everybody bands together and says, we're not going to let weather dictate our good time. And so if it's raining on Friday and Saturday, then that's the attitude we'll have to have.
I think it would be kind of fun. But
I've been downtown at the finish line, and I remember the bad weather days. I don't remember the good ones, but I remember the bad ones.
It's
so they're memorable.
Story to tell. Yeah, right. And then you feel even more accomplished.
Sideways rain.
Yeah, and you know, right now the forecast looks like it's going to be, you know, maybe, you know, rainy, overcast, but it's not going to be anything that's going to be dangerous. Right now. So that would be our hope, is that stays as well. You know, whenever we start talking about high heat or high winds, hail, things like that. But right now we can deal with a little bit of rain. So hopefully that part of the forecast holds, and maybe it'll get a little bit better before Friday, Saturday.
Yeah. A few sprinkles is fine.
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, good luck. I'm going to be following you guys. I got the Grandma's Marathon app downloaded, so I can follow everybody on that. So, it'll be good.
And then follow Grandma's, you know, on Facebook and all that for any updates on weather and just everything going on this week.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be fun. You got a busy week. Good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck to you.
Thanks, guys. Good luck to you, Lauren.
No, I don't want to talk about it. The nerves have hit, but it's okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have fun.
I'm excited. I think.
Sounds like it. Right. Cody Johnson right now, Dirt. B105, it's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Good morning and welcome to your Monday. Some angel here to get your week started, right? It's four people doing something good here.
Yeah, so this is crazy. It happened in Florida, and four daughters, all in the same family, were named valedictorian of their high school. if you think that's not impressive, apparently the math is that that happens 1 in 11 billion times.
So all four of them are valedictorian on their own graduating year?
Yep.
Okay.
Which is crazy.
Smart family.
Yeah, really smart family. So this just happened because the fourth daughter named Riley, she is the last one to graduate. And, you know, obviously she was feeling some pressure. But the parents say, we never, you know, put any pressure on her or any of our girls. They just all turned out really well. So Riley, Taylor, Alyssa, and Michaela, they all were named valedictorian of their high school, same high school, everything like that. The parents just told them, do your best. And then this is just a very, very, very smart family. And yeah, I just think it's crazy that the chances of that happening is 1 in 11 billion. So pretty cool.
You remember what the valedictorian was at your high school? Your class?
No. To be honest, I know the valedictorian, like I've heard the name and have a good idea of what it was, but I had to like Google what
it's a person with the best grade average.
Yeah.
Right? And so, then the second runner up was it a salutatorian or something like that?
I don't know. I've never heard of that.
Well, I mean, obviously you and I weren't very close to the running or we wouldn't know more about it.
I was not the valedictorian.
Warren started her senior slide early.
I did start my senior slide early.
Look where we ended up.
I mean, I don't want to say I got accepted into college, so it's like, they're not going to revoke that. Anyways, okay.
Well, there you go. What a wonderful, smart family there. I think I remember I know John was, my friend John was one of them. And then I think he was, I don't know, I can't remember.
I mean, the mom's a math teacher, so obviously there's some good genes there. But congratulations. There,
probably helping out with that math homework.
Yeah.
And then you give me math homework. I'm like, I don't know.
I don't.
Luke Bryan, drink a beer on B105, Northland's number one for new country. That's it for us. Joe Danger's coming in next. We'll get that Kenny Chesney flyaway code for you at 10:20.
Have a fantastic Monday.
We'll see you tomorrow right here. Right?
Yep.
You're going to be here? Okay.
I'm not going anywhere.
All right.